Introduction. Step out of the car. In July 2015, a young African-American woman named Sandra Bland drove from her hometown of Chicago to a little town an hour west of Houston. She was interviewing for a job at Prairie View A&M University, a school she'd graduated from a few years before. She was tall and striking, with a personality to match. She belonged to the Sigma Gamma Rho sorority in college and played in the marching band. She volunteered with the seniors group. She regularly posted short, inspirational videos on YouTube under the handle Sandy Speaks. They often began, "Good morning, my beautiful kings and queens."
Good afternoon, my kings and queens. I am up today just praising God, thanking His name. Definitely thanking Him, not just because it's my birthday, but thanking Him for growth, thanking Him for the different things that He has done in my life over this past year. But just looking back at the 28 years that I've been on this earth and all that He has shown me, even though I've made some mistakes, I have definitely messed up, He still loved me. And I want to let my kings and queens know out there that He still loves you too.
Bland got the job at Prairie View. She was elated. Her plan was to get a master's degree in political science on the side. On the afternoon of July 10th, she left the university to get groceries. As she made a right turn onto the highway that rings the Prairie View campus, she was pulled over by a state trooper. His name was Brian Insignia. He was a white man wearing the trooper's wide-brimmed hat and sunglasses. He was courteous, at least at first. He told her that she had failed to signal a lane change. He asked her questions. She answered them. Then Bland lit a cigarette, and Insignia asked her to put it out. Their subsequent interaction was recorded by the video camera on Insignia's dashboard and has been viewed, in one form or another, several million times on YouTube.
I'm in my car. Why do I have to put out my cigarette?
Well, you can step on out now.
I don't have to step out of my car.
Step out of the car. Step out of the car.
No, you don't have the right.
Step out of the car.
You do not have the right to do that.
I do have the right. Now step out or I will remove you.
I refuse to talk to you other than to identify myself.
Step out or I will remove you.
I am getting removed for a failure.
Step out or I will remove you. I'm giving you a lawful order.
Bland says she will call her lawyer. Insignia reaches into the car and says to her, "I'll yank you out of here." Bland tells him not to touch her and says she's not under arrest. He shouts that she is under arrest. At this point, Sandra Bland starts to record things with her cell phone.
Why am I being apprehended? You're trying to give me a ticket for your failure?
I said get out of the car.
Why am I being apprehended?
You just opened my car door. I'm giving you a lawful order. I'm going to drag you out of here.
So you're going to drag me out of my own car?
Get out of the car!
And then you
I will light you up. Get out!
Wow.
Now!
Insignia has pointed his taser at Bland. She gets out of the car, but keeps recording.
Wow.
Get out of the car!
Really, for a failure to signal. You're doing all of this for
get over there.
Right, yeah. Yeah, let's take this to court. Let's do
it. Go ahead.
A few seconds later, Bland turns off her phone as Insignia orders her to do. She was arrested and jailed. 3 days later, she committed suicide in her cell. The Sandra Bland case came in the middle of a strange interlude in American public life. The interlude began in the late summer of 2014, when an 18-year-old black man named Michael Brown was shot to death by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. He had just, allegedly, shoplifted a pack of cigars from a convenience store. The next several years saw one high-profile case after another involving police violence against black people. There were riots and protests around the country. A civil rights movement, Black Lives Matter, was born. For a time, this was what Americans talked about. Perhaps you remember some of the names of those in the news. In Baltimore,